The Department of Defense has heard the same thing over and over when soldiers talk about recruitment and retention. The biggest problem is family stress. So, when the Pentagon was looking for a way to help families with very young children, those three and under, it began a partnership with a program called Parents as Teachers. The group had already been working with civilian families across the country, and now it's involved with military families at 12 installations. NPR's Kathy Lohr has that story.
Felicia Lowe sits on the floor with 22-month-old Drew DeYounger and his mom, Ruth, in their home in Hinesville, Georgia.
Did you wake up from your nap? Are you showing me your things, Drew? What do you have?
Lowe visits once a month to support Drew's mom, Ruth DeYounger, and talk about how Drew is doing. Ruth raises a new issue that's cropped up.
He started whining a lot. And he whines about, just the silliest little things.
DeYounger's husband is deploying to Iraq this month for the second time, and Felicia offers this advice.
Sometimes we can identify with our stress levels, but we can't identify with the children's stress levels. Okay. And a lot of times, that's the first thing that you'll notice. They'll tend to be a little more whiny than they really were in the past. Yeah. So a lot more hugs and kisses. Encourage him and let him know that he can do it.
Good job, Drew. You got the yellow triangle and the green star.
DeYounger helps her son fit together the pieces of a large puzzle while Lowe watches them. This family has experienced military life for 10 years. They've had to move several times. Ruth DeYounger has watched her husband go to war while she stayed behind. She says the Parents as Teachers program has helped her family.
It's obvious that this program is helping Drew in his development, but it's also has helped me. It's taken a lot of stress off me. You know, when I was growing up, I always thought my mom was going to be the one who would sit down and show me how to do these things with my first child and teach me how to be a mom. And I have her on the phone, but it's different, you know, having Felicia come here and sit down on the floor and actually do these activities with us. And it helps a lot.
Much of the information is very basic. Things like teaching children about daily tasks, like talking about colors and shapes as you shop for groceries. This is the kind of wisdom that typically grandma and grandpa would pass on. But most soldiers don't live near their extended families. So it's a challenge, especially for new parents and young parents.
There have not been services available generally for families of very young children.
Sue Stapleton is president of the Parents as Teachers National Program.
I think it's only been in the last couple of decades that we've really understood what happens from good prenatal care through those first couple of years really sets the tone for the rest of a child's life. Can there be remediation if necessary? Absolutely. But if we miss out on capitalizing on those first few years, we're really missing where the bang for the buck could be the most.
The program began in Missouri in the 1980s, after educators noticed some students were more prepared to start school than others. Officials also noted the high cost of remedial services and decided to fund a statewide program. Here's how it works. Mentors called parent educators come right to parents' homes. They observe the behavior of young children and use developmental tests to make sure kids are on the right track. The Pentagon's program is called Heroes at Home. It focuses on the kind of stress military families are facing: relocation, deployment, separation, and being a single parent. The lead parent educator at Fort Stewart, Felicia Lowe, says it's about the basics.
Having someone there to talk to share, because it can be isolating. There are a lot of times you do feel like you're alone, and having someone to come in and, you know, to kind of help you out and, you know, give you a pat on the back is nice.
Come tackle me. Come on, hit him low.
Staff Sergeant Andy DeYounger plays on the floor with Drew.
I think I'm going to miss seeing the blonde lightning bolt streak through the living room and watching him in this huge growth period of his life. I think I'm going to miss everything.
One activity that Heroes at Home suggests is creating a special book to help young children remember their parents. The one Ruth and Andy DeYounger are making is thick.
And I tried to put at the beginning of each picture, this is me and my daddy, and then whatever. And so it's, you know, I thought maybe the repetition of seeing this is me and my daddy, this is me and my daddy.
The album is filled with family photos, mementos, and small notes that Drew can touch and see. while his father is far away in Iraq. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.